Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about a revolutionary article called The Freedom, written by Yehuda Ashlag, also known as Baal HaSulam, literally meaning the master of the ladder. The article is about our life and how can we make it much, much better. Be with us, Tal, please. Yeah, it's an amazing article where Baal HaSulam looks at life from the outside in, giving us a completely new perspective. He analyzes things in a very precise way regarding who we are, what we are, regarding things that we think that we're free to choose, like our thoughts, opinions, whether we're secular or religious. He shows that there is a reason for everything, most probably one that we're not aware of. So today we'd like to delve a bit deeper into the article and understand what are the reasons for who we are and where are we headed. And we'd like to start with asking, why was it important for Baal HaSulam to tell us about all those aspects in which we're not free, about the law of causality, as he calls it, the factors for our enslavement? Why is it important for us to know this? Because we're in it. This is our life. How can we be disconnected from these things? If a person is on the animate degree, like a cow, then he doesn't mind what's going on. What's important for him is what's right in front of his nose. I have food. There's grass. The cow can eat it. There's water to drink. That's all it needs. But if we're talking about a man who has awoken and is a bit higher than his animate degree, because by body we're animals, and by internality, by our intellect, science, the power to see, our perspective above the here and now, this is the human, the man part in us. Here, we're already dependent on time, humanity, technology, the entire universe. We're no longer asking only about what's going on the other side of the planet and about the past and the future, but about what's beyond life and death. And in general, we're starting to ask not only about what's happening, but why is it happening? By what fate? By what desire is it happening? And all that leads us to very difficult situations. Because the more knowledge, the more intellect, the more we feel, the more wisdom we have, along with it, we're even more fragile and sensitive, and I'd say even helpless, compared to animals. They don't have these questions. They're in the here and now. And so there's no problem. They're also such human beings. I'd say most people are that way, that they're connected to the place where they live, the time in which they live in. They don't care about history or geography or the future or anything, even though that it's all changing. Sometimes I see the different shows on TV, what's sometimes written in the newspapers, on the internet. They're things that are really above the ordinary animate degree. And I don't know how many people need it or use it, but still, this is what we have. Man needs to discover the reason for everything. Whereas an animal doesn't want to discover the reason. It wants to get along in the present. And where does it come from? Why? What for? Meaning, something happened, it happened. Great. This is what I live in now. Why did I get it? What for? Meaning, regarding the future that's determined by the past. This is beyond the animate degree. And therefore, we that are on the animate level but that's developed, called man. The main thing for us is to know why, what for, where to, and all these things lead us to despair because we don't know how to answer these questions. It seems as though Bala Sulam has many answers to these questions. Yes and no. Because the wisdom of Kabbalah, it doesn't give answers. One way or another, it doesn't give answers. It explains to a person how to reach the answers, how to receive them. But what are the answers? No one can receive them unless that person attains them himself. And therefore, what the wisdom of Kabbalah does is that it prepares a person for a state where he will be able to achieve those answers, to know why, what for, how, where is he headed, for what purpose, what is the secret of his soul, and so on and so forth. It's possible to discover everything. There's no corner in the whole of reality in all the worlds that a person can't achieve as long as he attains it. So what does Bala Sulam explain in this article where he wants to show us the process of the causality that you talked about? He gives us general guidelines, how everything works actually, and also that a person is capable of attaining everything, but how? We learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah that it comes from the so-called sin of the tree of knowledge, where the upper force has created us in perfection, in the final state to begin with, and broke the state in order to give us the ability to reach that perfect state ourselves. Meaning, we actually include two opposite states. On the one hand, we're completely perfect from our very foundation, from the past. On the other hand, we're completely broken in our current state. We have to discover both of these states to connect the two, for them to supplement each other, to connect these two worlds, these two states, the upper and lower. State means world. And this way, to discover all the answers to the questions that bother us. And not only to fulfill and give an answer to all of our questions, but when we achieve this, we achieve it by already being in it, by attaining it. It's a wonder what happens with us in the wisdom of Kabbalah. In any other ordinary wisdom in our world, I can be an ordinary person and I can attain something in terms of knowledge. Whereas when I attain something in the wisdom of Kabbalah, I attain it in a way that I'm in this attainment. I experience it. I experience it. I'm in it with all my senses. I'm truly in it. And this is the wonder that the wisdom of Kabbalah allows us. Maybe this really explains how Bala Sulam has such a broad perspective of life. And you said that we, as human beings, have the need to understand the reasons for what's happening, maybe to somehow control our future. And Bala Sulam, he talks about the law of causality. He says that in nature, everything has a reason, that all of us are pushed to our current existence by previous reasons that cause us to be one way and not another. So what is this law of causality that we're subordinated to that causes us to change and so on? The law is simple. From the beginning to the end of creation, we go through predetermined states that happen necessarily without exception, because the beginning and end are given. The states that we go through, each and every state, is a result of our participation in it. I can enter a ball and feel that I'm in this amazing party and everyone respects me and I like have this central role. And it could be the other way around, that I go in, everyone disrespects me. I see myself in the worst possible state, but still, the situation itself happens. Only regarding my own experience, it could be truly exalted or a real abyss. And it all depends on my participation in that situation, in that state. Therefore, the different states are thoroughly predetermined. They don't change. What does change is my perception. My behavior changes correspondingly and so on. In short, everything with regard to myself, to the so-called attaining person. What does it mean that every action of mine is predetermined or influenced by previous factors, that I don't choose anything? We can't choose anything in the states themselves, because if we have the beginning and the end of creation, and the line that connects these two states between the two worlds, the lower and the upper, that we have to reach, then there's nothing in the middle that we can change. How can we? And how can a person have the mind or the ability to change his faith? A person can only change his perception, the way he justifies his faith, the way he accepts these things that are there for his own benefit. So he thanks the upper force that arranged things this way for him and carries on. Kind of a funny question, but why is it so important for this plan that you're describing, all these little situations that I go through or other people go through, in life we go through an endless amount of different simple states and situations that for me are very important, but for the system, no, to the system it's not important at all. It's not important at all what happens to our animate degree. But what's important is, how do we accept these things? How do we relate to them, to our development on the human level, that we constantly want to make ourselves more and more like the upper force, that we inquire what is the reason for each and every state, and we want to relate ourselves to the process. But if we do not relate ourselves to the process, if we don't want to change our attitude toward the process, which is actually the only thing that we can do, then we live our life like any other cow. What's the difference? I give birth to children, I arrange my home, I work, I do everything, I've built an environment for myself, so I have different means of communication. I'm familiar with other herds in other places around the world and so on, but what's there about it? All in all, we don't change anything by it. We live and we accept our life according to the way they unfold from above. Like a cow, there's rain, there's sun, there's cold, there's warm. That's what there is. And we change our life a bit because we can participate in the creation of the factors where nonetheless we can develop machinery and so on. But these are little things. Still, life remains as is. Only the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to a person how can he change his attitude toward life. where in this change he starts revealing the worlds. What does it mean to change our attitude toward life or the process? That this is actually what my freedom's in. That I can examine and understand why do I go through the different states that I do. I examine them. I accept all of them being to my benefit, because that's how it is with everything that comes from the upper force. And if I don't believe in the upper force, no, it's not about faith. We investigate the upper force. It's not that you have to believe in something. So what does it mean that I accept everything as coming from the upper force? From nature. But isn't that something that's above us? I don't know. So you have to investigate. This is something that you can research. This is why Bala Sulam wrote so much about it. Like Tal said. So what you said now, this is what it means to change our attitude toward the process, to examine why I go through the different states that I do. How do I go through these different states? Who dictates them from the beginning of creation to its end? This entire process, how do I go through the path of my development? What do I need it for? What form do I have to develop into? The main thing is, what is in my ability to change? Because the problem is that we want to change things that can't be changed. For example, human nature, first and foremost. We see that humanity is dealing with changing human nature for thousands of years. That every time we want to bring a new kind of regime, parties, the relations between people and nature, all this, it's as if we want to enter our life, to enter creation, and start making changes in it. And every time that we try to make some kind of change in our attitude toward nature or toward humanity, we get blows. And from this we have to see that nature disagrees with all of our changes, that every time that we want to bend human society toward communism, socialism, fascism, slavery, liberalism, you name it, none of these things hold, but only bring us trouble. Meaning, the regime that a person wants to determine in human society always shows itself as something bad for man. And this is the main thing that we're dealing with. How do we build society? And this is something that the wisdom of Kabbalah explains thoroughly. This is the main thing. And accordingly, related to this, how do we build our relations? Because the kind of government is our relations. So how do we correspondingly build our education, culture, relations between people, even the relations inside the family? It's something that affects us on all levels. So nature is showing us that we're failing in everything. What's the right response? What kind of reaction is it expecting of us? We have to reach complete despair. I think that we're pretty close to that. I think we could have discovered a long time ago that it's better for us not to invent anything. Now, for the very first time, humanity, because it became global, and because the different continents are interconnected and cultures and nations, so now it's more capable of performing self-scrutiny. What's going on with it? Why is it not succeeding in anything, in any change? Even the best and softest changes come to an end within a matter of years, even though that to begin with it seemed as something good, meaning we're in a constant repeating error. Is this also true for a person's personal life? What personal life does a person have? We've reached a state where we have none. Regarding the changes that a person's trying to make, I think that regarding our personal, individual life, we've already reached a clear decision that we have no personal, individual life and that there's no point in trying to do anything there. And the more you move away from that, the less blows you get. It's not a solution, but at least there, we can already do something. Why? Because regarding my personal life, I'm boss. I don't want to get married. I don't want to have children. I want to be my own boss. But in terms of society, this is something that I can't decide because there are those that, yeah, I know, I can, listen, what we have to do. And so they, again and again, bring us to different failures. There I can't stop everyone. I'm not boss there. It's not like in my personal life. Otherwise, sure, we would have stopped ourselves and said, that's it. No more parties, no more nothing. We only need some little government that its entire work is to calm things down, the relations between people and so on, and not that someone at the top there, the smart aleck, decides what will be with each and every one of us. We see where it leads us. Man's mistake is that he thinks that he understands how he should behave. His foolishness. And you're saying that there's a natural plan that if we learn what we have to do accordingly, then we'll perform correctly. First of all, we have to study the laws of nature. And then, maybe, if we learn them thoroughly, then we'll also know how can we somehow create the right framework for ourselves. So if I understand correctly, we're controlled by the rules of nature. We're not free of them. We're controlled by causality and the fate as you described it and so on. Yes. Only we suffer all the time because we don't know what's the right attitude toward it. Right. And therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah is being revealed in our times, explaining how can we build society so that we'll succeed in it on all levels, personal, political, economical, in education, culture, in anything and everything, politics between the countries, everything. And what is the secret? The correct connection between people. That we have to teach everyone how to connect correctly. But it's not that someone wants it or doesn't want it, but because these are the laws that we derive from nature. What do you mean? We're investigating nature for thousands of years now. We don't know and don't understand nature. And it's a fact that were it not for the wisdom of Kabbalah, we'd err more and more. Where do you see scientists that understand nature? They're saying, we are headed toward global warming. The others say, no, we're entering global cooling. Soon we'll have a crisis, economical crisis, even in the artificial things that we've built, not things like the climate and so on. Others say, no, what crisis? We have to continue the way we are. Meaning these are groups of people that have an interest in the matter. No one knows what's the truth, what's not, including ecology and everything. It's all about money. And the sages of the Kabbalah, they say that first and foremost, we have to do our research. What kind of research? We have to research nature, both human nature and from human nature to examine the external nature. So unless we correct our nature, then everything that we see in nature is, to begin with, for the benefit of my own ego, and therefore my perception is already distorted. And therefore, I better not use it, because I'm starting some work plan for the world, for my country, and it could take dozens of years, but eventually I'll get a blow that could lead us even to a world war. So you're saying that as long as we do not correct our nature, everything that we discover is distorted. What does it mean to correct our nature? To correct our nature, it means that we have to be connected in one system, just like nature, the still, the vegetative, the animate, and people. The entire system is interconnected by absolute laws. The same way, we have to add also human beings to it, so that along with the still, the vegetative, and the animate, also the human degree will join the general mechanism, and so that all of us will be connected mutually, correctly, where everyone has to provide everyone else with his own fulfillment, participation. If this is what we'll do, we'll live in a world which is utterly good. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains where does it come from the general nature, and how to reach it. How does a Kabbalist actually have an absolute knowledge of nature as opposed to any other kind of scientist? When we study the wisdom of Kabbalah itself gives us this ability to see nature transparently. Last question, because our time's up. How is everything that we talked about up till now related to the concept of freedom? Then a person becomes free of his own current nature that completely locks him inside the desire to receive, pleasure and only, without any understanding of the future. Meaning, if I feel good now, I don't care about tomorrow. I have to rise above that and to see the tomorrow as if it were today, and then I can decide what's good for today. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.